In this home, the books are on shelves stacked high. Drywall is exposed and it's covered with words, quotes and phrases from books and poems and plays. 10-year-old Nadia Daniels-Maley scans the shelves in her bedroom.
My favorite titles. I like the Birch Bark House book. It's about a little Native American girl who's eight or nine, and she's in her whole family died of smallpox, and then another family in another tribe adopted her, and it's about her life. It's a really good book. I was just listening and feeling. I could feel the way she felt, and it was very inspiring.
Nadia is inspired by books, but she's also learning to love the stories behind them, and not just the stories behind writing them, but our stories, the stories behind reading them. This month, Nadia's family launched the Books for Walls Project. It's a website all about talking about the books we read. Nadia's mom, Amy, says you never know where a simple question can lead.
I love collecting stories, and I've found that every time you ask a person their favorite book, they kind of think for a second, and you can see they're going someplace, and then they tell you a story.
And last week at the Traverse City Opera House, she posed the question to NPR talk show host Diane Rehm.
And my quick question is for my two daughters. They would like to know what your very favorite book was when you were around 6 or 10.
Well, here is the truth. There was not a single book in our home.
In that auditorium, you could have heard a pin drop.
I am first generation in this country. My father came here from Beirut, Lebanon. My mother came here from Alexandria, Egypt. They did not believe in education for girls.
Rehm went on to describe a childhood of two separate lives. At school, she was an enthusiastic learner.
But once I walked in the house, it was a different story, so that I had to break away from that background and did not read a full book until I was 21.
I think it was amazing that she didn't have books in her house when she was a young girl. I was like shocked, because that's my favorite thing to do, and to read books. And I was like, what? You never read a book when you're a little girl? And I thought, it's like not eating chocolate for years.
One of the women who was sitting right behind me, when I sat back down, she grabbed my hand and said, thank you for asking that question. And she had tears in her eyes. And then as I was walking out, someone else said it. And I just thought, I didn't ask anything special. I just asked her what her favorite book was when she was a child. And it was a little girl's question. And we forget that most children would like nothing more than to sit on someone's lap and hear a story.
So picture the website as a sort of virtual lap to share stories about books. And the Daniels-Maley family will share their stories too, or at least their online personas will. Their names are listed nowhere on the site. Their faces are half obscured with their noses stuck in books.
We wanted to have half covered so you wouldn't really recognize us if you didn't know us. But then if you did know us, you would recognize us.
So sort of half incognito.
Yeah, half not.
So Nadia, Amy, and the youngest of all, 6-year-old Sonia, are known in cyberspace simply as...
the little sister.
And I go by the big sister.
And the mom.
And each week, they'll issue a new challenge to readers. So this past week, the challenge was the question as Amy posed to Diane Rehm, what was your favorite book as a child? This week, they want you to grab a book you love and write a haiku about it. To take the challenge, go to booksforwallsproject.org. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.